Sports at 10:30 a.m. every Sunday morning at 4210 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria. And now, let's join the broadcast.
God bless you and greetings in that all-powerful blessing and healing name of Jesus Christ. Well, this is your friend, Apostle James Broadnax, and I tell you today, I am just overexcited. I am excited about the gospel of Jesus Christ. I am excited about the Word of God, because I know that everything that I need, everything that you need, it's in the Word of God. Jesus told us in Mark chapter 13 and verse 31, he said, heaven and earth should pass away, but my word shall not. You see, the Word of God is going to stand forever. Isaiah told us in Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 8, he said, the grass withered and the flower fadeth, but the word of our God, oh yeah, it's going to stand forever. So that's what we are standing on, the word of God. That's what we are standing on, the promises of God. And we know that God watches over his word to perform it in our life. That's why we got to speak that word of God, speak that word of faith, keep that word of faith in our mouth at all times, and let the devil know, devil, I don't care what you do, if God said it, I know one thing, I'm coming out with my hands up. Yes, I'm coming out with a praise. You see, the Bible says this right here in James chapter 1 and verse 2, he said, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation, and the word diverse means many, one thing after another. You get one fire put out, another one pop up over there. But James said, in the midst of all of that, count it all joy, knowing that the trying of your faith, it worketh patience. But let patience have a perfect work. And the word of God says you should be perfect and entire and wanting nothing. Oh, I just love that word of God. Yes, I believe with all of my heart, all of my soul, and with all of my mind. Many of you that are listening to me right now, God's going to turn that thing around in your home. God's going to turn that thing around on your job. Yes, God is going to give you the financial miracle that you need in your life. You just hold on. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. You just keep on saying what God has already said about you. Right in the midst of what you're going through, right in the midst of the fight, keep telling yourself, I am the head and not the tail. Keep telling yourself, I am above and not beneath. Keep telling yourself, I am the blessed of the Lord, and I'm blessed coming in, and I'm blessed going out. Keep speaking that word of God, that Philippians 4 and 13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Keep speaking that word of God, and I declare that word of God would change your life for the rest of your life. Let me tell you here what you must do. You find that promise. Whatever you're going through, you find the promise in the Bible. And once you find that promise, you begin to confess that promise. You begin to stand on that promise. You see, confession brings possession. So you just keep speaking that word of God over your family, over your children. Keep speaking that word of God over your finances. Keep speaking that word of God, and God will perform, and God will work the miracle that you need in your life. When it comes to finance, when it comes to money, you find all of those promises. Well, God promised you prosperity, and you begin to confess those promises daily. You go over there to that Deuteronomy 8 and 18 that God said, I am the Lord that God, that give you power power to get wealth. And you stand right there on that word of God. Go over to that Deuteronomy 28 and verse 8 and begin to look at your hands. And God said he would command a blessing upon your hands. Meaning now, everything that you touch, glory to God, it would just turn to good. And I believe with all my heart, with all my soul, and with all of my mind, that I'm talking to somebody on today that is sick and tired of being sick and tired. I believe I'm talking to somebody that's ready for the blessings of the Lord to overtake you. I believe I'm talking to somebody. And you see, you got to understand that everything that I or you will ever receive from God is going to be according to your faith. And faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. Think about that woman in Mark chapter 5 that had been sick for 12 long years, spent all of the money that she had, and now she found herself not only sick, but she found herself sick and broke. And one day the Bible declares she heard about Jesus. So somebody was bragging on Jesus. Somebody was talking about the miracle working power of God. Somebody out in the streets, they was telling it what they saw, what had happened, and how the blind was seeing, how the lame was walking, how the deaf is now hearing, and how the dumb is now speaking. Oh, yeah, somebody was talking about that miracle working power of Jesus Christ. And this woman here, she heard. I don't know that she have a window up and they was passing by her house and bragging on Jesus, and she heard it because the Bible declares, according to the Leviticus law, this woman here could even go out in the public. You see, she could have been stoned to death if she was caught out in the marketplace, according to the Leviticus law. But so I don't know how she heard. Maybe the window was up. Somebody was passing by, a group of them, and they was bragging on God, and she heard. But the Bible said what she heard moved her into action. You see, faith without works is dead. And what she heard moved her into action. And she began to talk to herself. You see, we all talk to ourselves, you know, if we really admit it. You're always having conversations going on within yourself. As you're going to work, you're having conversations going on with yourself, you see. And so she was talking to herself. She was talking within herself. And she told herself, she said, you know what, if I could get out of here and just touch the hem of Jesus' garment, I shall be made whole. And what did she do? She kept talking to herself. She kept talking to herself. And finally, she went against all of the odds. And she got herself together. And she stepped out that house, wrapped up and stepped out of that house. And she went to see Jesus. But she had told herself something. You see, that's what you got to do. You got to tell yourself, I am blessed. I am the head and not the tail. You see, I'm blessed coming in, and I'm blessed going out. Start telling yourself. Start talking to yourself. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Start talking to yourself. And this woman kept talking to herself, and she said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. And she pressed her way. You see, sometimes you got to press your way. There'll be a lot of folk, amen, standing around, but they're just spectators. You know, they're not there to participate. They're just there, you know, to look and see what's going on. So she had to press her way through the crowd, pushing folks out of the way to get to Jesus. Read it. It's there in the Gospel of St. Mark chapter 5. And I love this story because it shows here how you got to be aggressive. And sometimes you got to be persistent in your faith. Can't take no for an answer. You see, you got to get up. You got to go after what you want. You got to get up and go after what you want. Even when God brought them out of Egypt and promised them Canaan, land flowing with milk and honey. But they had to get up. And they had to go after what God had promised them. You see, you just can't sit there and say, oh, poor me, and look like nothing gonna never change for me. Listen, you got to get up in your faith. Get up in your faith and go after the promises of God. So this woman, she got up, talked herself into that blessing, and she went after what she wanted. And when she got there, here's the crowd. But she crawled and pressed her way. And she said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I should be made whole. And that woman, she touched. And when she touched the hem of his garment, Jesus stopped everything. He said, hold it. Everybody be quiet. And he said, who touched me? And the disciples said, now come on, Jesus. All of these folk around you, it could have been anybody. Jesus was saying, this is not an anybody's touch. This was a touch of faith. This was a touch of faith. Jesus, how old do you know it was a touch of faith? He said, I felt a virtue when it came out of me. I felt it come out of me. Somebody pulled the virtue out of me. This was a touch of faith. And the Bible says that woman, she came forth trembling and fearing. And she told him all the truth. What is the truth she told him? She told him how that she had been sick for 12 long years. She told him how that she had been from doctor to doctor. And she told him that I never got any better, but seemed like I just got worse. And she probably told him, and now I'm not only sick, but I'm sick and I'm broke. Oh, my God. And then Jesus, he just told the woman, he said, look here. He said, just go your way. Your faith has made you whole. You see, it's going to take your faith. I can help you get there, but it's really going to take your faith to stay there. So now I want you to know this one thing, that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus, according to Hebrews 13:8, you hear me say it every day, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changes not. The same Jesus that sat at the marriage feast in Cana of Galilee, and his mother came and said, they're all out of wine. And then Jesus said, now hold up, it ain't my time yet, but you're my mother, so I'm going to take care of this business for you. And then there was pots sitting there, and Jesus told them, but first the mother told them around him, said, now whatever my son tell you to do, y'all just do it. He said, fill those pots with water, and they filled those pots. And he said, now draw out to drink. Take it to the governor of the feast. Man, they took a cup of that to the governor of the feast, and the governor of the feast said, y'all done changed the order of the party. He said, now y'all bring out that good stuff and get people all drunk. And then when people get drunk, y'all bring the worst. But y'all have saved the best for last. Listen to me, my dear friend. I believe that I'm on this broadcast to help you get better, to help you get your miracle, to help you get your breakthrough, to help you get your increase. So I'm by the telephone for the next hour at 318-466-2001. 318-466-0001. I am ready to pray for you. I am waiting on your call.
You've been listening to the Word of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast with Pastor James Broadnax. The church is located at 4210 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. To correspond with Pastor Broadnax, write to P.O. Box 8781, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71306. Or call 318-427-9255. That's 318-427-9255. And be sure to join us next time for another faith-filled word with Pastor Broadnax on the Word of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast. KQJO, St. Joseph Natchez 99.3.